This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul.
Now, you well? I'm asking that because, of course, you guys are at home. You're working from home a lot. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great. I actually went and got a test as a precaution the other day, and I have come back negative, so things are all looking good on my front.
Well, that's positive that you're negative.
Exactly, that's it.
Good stuff. We want to keep everybody safe. Dana, what's happening on the COVID front for Nine News Far North tonight?
Yeah, it's actually super positive. So in the last 24 hours, we've had just one new case, bringing the state's total to 1,034. Our local leadership committee will be providing an update later on today. But there's not too much new that's happening. We've had a local Cairns District and Chinese Association donate $25,000 worth of medical equipment. So that's really exciting. You know, that's going to be going to hospitals across the region. So that's gloves, goggles, thermometers, all different sorts of equipment that can help assist us in our COVID-19 fight.
Yes, because we have a big representation of the Chinese community, don't we, down in Cairns in this far north area?
Yeah, absolutely. So they just wanted to play their part. They actually recognised that the virus started in Wuhan, in their homeland, mm-hmm. and they wanted to help their own local community and just show them that they are, you know, they're here, they care about it, and, you know, they didn't need to donate the equipment to prove that, but it's certainly a very generous thing that they've done and something that's going to help us a lot.
Well, short and sweet for COVID for the bulletin tonight. What about in other news around the traps?
Yeah, so the Citizens of the Great Barrier Reef, it's a special website that was started here in the region. Now, it's been nominated for the Webby Awards, which selects the world's best science website. So they're running against NASA and the National Geographic. Their website allows people to track animals such as sharks, turtles and manta rays in real time on the Great Barrier Reef. And, you know, there's 13,000 nominations across the world for this award. They're in the top five. So it's quite an amazing, thing for our region and for the website itself.
And that'll be on National Nine News tonight. And, of course, any other things happening around that we should know about? Little tease for us?
Yeah, so a 24-year-old French tourist has been charged with multiple offences after leading police on a bit of a wild chase through the CBD last night. He climbed onto a rooftop to evade police, and that the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service actually assisted police officers in removing him from the roof with a cherry picker. So all of that and more on Nine News tonight.
6 o'clock. Yes, if you're going to come over as a tourist, a French tourist, carry on and have all... That is great for his family back in France, I would think.
I'm sure he'll have some interesting stories to return with.
Absolutely. Dana, au revoir.
See you, Paul.